With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when life just throws a curveball your way? Maybe it's a tough breakup, a setback at work, or even just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. It happens to the best of us, right? But what if I told you there was a way to not only weather those storms, but actually emerge stronger on the other side? That's exactly what we're diving into today, creating a safe space for emotional healing. Now, before you picture yourself curled up with a therapist and a box of tissues, although that's perfectly valid sometimes, hear me out. This isn't about dwelling in negativity or wallowing in self-pity. It's about giving yourself the permission and the tools to process your emotions, learn from them, and ultimately come out the other side feeling more resilient and tall. So, how do we create the safe space? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can truly make a difference. 1. Be kind to yourself. This is non-negotiable. Think of it like treating a dear friend who's going through a rough patch. You wouldn't berate them or tell them to just get over it, right? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves with less compassion? Practice self-talk that is supportive and understanding. Remind yourself that you're doing the best you can, and it's okay to not be okay. 2. Acknowledge your emotions. Bottling things up is like trying to hold a balloon full of air underwater. Eventually, it's going to burst. Let those feelings flow. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even just taking a few deep breaths and acknowledging what you're feeling can be incredibly liberating. 3. Set boundaries. This is all about protecting your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or bring negativity into your life. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, and create space for activities that bring you joy and peace. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how sometimes our minds can race a mile a minute, spiraling into anxieties and worries? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people who care about you and want to help. Don't hesitate to reach out to a friend, family member, therapist, or support group. Talking things through can make a world of difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine waking up one morning feeling refreshed, grounded, and ready to tackle the day. You face challenges with grace and resilience because you know you have the tools to navigate them. This isn't some utopian fantasy, it's a reality within your reach. By creating that safe space for emotional healing, you're not just coping, you're thriving. Now here's a real-world example. Remember that time when you felt incredibly stressed about a project at work? Maybe deadlines were looming and you were juggling multiple responsibilities. Instead of letting that stress spiral out of control, what if you had paused, taken a few deep breaths, acknowledged your feelings, and then made a plan to tackle the tasks one by one? By creating a sense of calm and control in that moment, you could have navigated the situation with more clarity and confidence. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step you take towards creating a safe space for yourself is a victory. Be patient, be kind to yourself, and keep moving forward. The key takeaway here is simple. Emotional healing isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about embracing the ups and downs with compassion and understanding, equipping yourself with tools to navigate challenges, and ultimately emerging stronger on the other side. So, go out there and start creating that safe space for yourself. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Together, let's create a world where everyone feels empowered to heal and thrive. Catch you on the next episode of Calm and Confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.